Monday night, a nonprofit focused on solving what it describes as the country's, quote, gun violence epidemic, is holding an event at Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Reframe, Changing the Approach to Firearm Injuries in America, is co-sponsored by the National Shooting Sports Foundation and will address rising suicide rates in the region and their relationship to guns. Dr. Christopher Barsotti is an emergency medical physician at BMC and the founding CEO of the American Foundation for Firearm Injury Reduction in Medicine. He spoke to WAMC about the underlying causes of the spike in suicides and the ways the community can attempt to address it.
Suicide is a tremendous problem in our society, and it affects in particular the rural areas. We are seeing an increasing problem in all of the rural Northeast, and we know that the rates of suicide are climbing in Berkshire County as well as in southern Vermont.
So what factors encourage that kind of growth in suicide?
There are multiple factors that contribute to the suicide risk. There are historical factors, there are human health factors, there are environmental factors. And what we do in medicine is try to estimate suicide risk and then identify those risk factors that we can change. There are many things that contribute to an individual's crisis, and what we want to do is to be able to diminish risk where present and also diminish the chance of somebody dying from suicide. We know that suicide can be accomplished by many means. And we know that firearm suicide has the most lethal means. About 90% of the people who attempt suicide with firearms will be successful, whereas those who attempt suicide by other means will not be successful, because most episodes of attempted suicide are survivable. And what we want to do is to make it as logistically difficult to die by suicide as possible.
So you're working with the National Shooting Sports Foundation on this Berkshire Medical Center project. Talk to me about that. Obviously, people often associate gun rights advocates with a very, you know, partisan, sort of strident, outspoken force. How do you negotiate the politics of the situation?
In full disclosure, I'm a firearm owner myself. I'm also a youth 4-H rifle instructor. And I know that both firearm owners and non-firearm owners agree that we want to optimize safety and reduce risk. And I also lead an organization called AFFIRM, the American Foundation for Firearm Injury Reduction Medicine, which is a coalition of health organizations to address firearm injury as a public health problem. And we've been able to get consensus amongst ourselves in medicine, as well as organizations that are specialized in firearm training and firearm supply, because we all want to diminish the health burden of this problem.
Looking at the event on Monday, the Reframe event, what's that going to look like?
What we are trying to do is to describe what the public health approach to firearm injury prevention looks like, in particular, what the public health approach is to preventing suicide. And the evening is going to start off with a short piece of education about what we currently know about suicide and about firearm suicide in particular, and what we know about preventing it. And then we're going to be providing narratives of our experience as physicians, nurses, EMTs, and patients who are survivors of suicide in order to understand where the opportunities are, where the fault lines are, and how we can all work more effectively together to create solutions. Ultimately, what we're hoping to accomplish with this is to demonstrate our ability to educate ourselves that suicide is, in fact, preventable. There are ways to prevent suicide and to build resiliency in our community and also in our health staff.
So as far as like larger community relationships, what are the most important connections to making these lasting contributions to the fight on suicide?
The most important thing is, I mean, at the end of the day, what we're talking about is relationships. Relationship between family members, between community members, and between healthcare providers and their patients and their families. It's important to recognize when somebody's at risk that that person, there are options to provide treatment, that there are options to make it more difficult to actually harm yourself when you're in crisis. And then there's multiple opportunities for support for individuals, families, and survivors.